Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today is April 1st, and we're kicking off a brand new theme for the month, Due Diligence Deep Dive. For the entire month of April, we're going deep on due diligence. We're covering everything you need to know to evaluate a deal properly. Today, we're starting with the basics. What is due diligence? Why does it matter? And what are you actually trying to accomplish? Let's get into it. So, what is due diligence? In simple terms, due diligence is the process of independently verifying all material aspects of the deal. When you get a deal, the seller gives you information, rent rolls, operating statements, lease agreements, property condition reports. Your job during due diligence is to confirm that information is accurate. You're asking, is this property really what the seller says it is? Due diligence protects you. It helps you avoid bad deals. It gives you leverage to renegotiate if you find problems. And here's the key. Due diligence is typically your final opportunity to renegotiate or exit under contract terms. Once you close, you own the property. You own the problems. You can't go back. So due diligence matters. A lot. Here's something important to understand. Due diligence isn't about confirming the deal works. It's about finding the reasons it might not. Let me tell you a story. Early in my career, I was under contract on a small multifamily property. The seller provided an operating statement that showed strong income and low expenses. On paper, it looked like a strong deal. I was excited. I thought this could be a great opportunity. But during due diligence, I dug into the financials. I requested bank statements, and guess what? The actual income was 15% lower than what the seller reported. Turns out, the seller had inflated the rent roll. Some of the tenants listed weren't even paying rent. They were delinquent. This is why income should always be verified against bank deposits, not just reported figures. If I hadn't done proper due diligence, I would have overpaid for that property. I would have bought a deal based on false information. Instead, I renegotiated the price. The seller agreed to a $150,000 reduction. That made the deal work. That experience taught me the importance of due diligence. It's not just a formality, it's a critical step in the acquisition process. What are you trying to accomplish? During due diligence, you have three primary objectives. Objective 1, verify the financials. You want to confirm that the income and expenses are accurate. You want to make sure the rent roll matches reality. You want to see actual bank statements and tax returns. Information is often presented in the most favorable light. So your job is to verify everything independently. Objective 2, assess the physical condition. You want to understand what you're buying. What's the condition of the roof, the HVAC, the plumbing? Are there any deferred maintenance issues? You're trying to identify capital expenditures, things that will cost you money after you close. For example, if the roof needs to be replaced in the next year, that's a $200,000 expense. You need to know that before you close. Objective 3, identify legal and compliance issues. You want to make sure there are no title problems, no zoning violations, no environmental issues. You're making sure you can legally own and operate the property. If you accomplish these three objectives, you'll know exactly what you're buying. You'll know the risks, and you'll be able to make an informed decision. The three phases of due diligence. Due diligence is often structured in phases such as early review, detailed analysis, and final decision. Early phase, initial review. This is when you review all the documents the seller provides: rent rolls, leases, operating statements, property condition reports. You're looking for obvious red flags, things that would make you walk away immediately. For example, major environmental issues, significant title problems, financials that don't match what the seller told you. If you find deal breakers, you walk away early. This helps you avoid unnecessary time and cost. I like to do this initial review in the first few days. I want to know as soon as possible if there's a major issue. Detailed review phase, deep dive. This is when you bring in third-party experts. You order inspections. You review legal documents. You analyze the financials in detail. This phase includes property condition assessment, PCA, phase 1 environmental report, title review, lease audit, financial analysis. You're digging deep. You're verifying everything. This is the most time-consuming phase. You're coordinating with multiple vendors. You're reviewing hundreds of pages of documents. But it's also the most important phase. This is where you uncover the real issues. Final review phase, decision and negotiation. This is when you review all the findings, you identify any issues, and you decide, do we move forward? Do we renegotiate? Or do we walk away? If you find problems, you can ask the seller to fix them, or you can ask for a price reduction. This is your leverage point. For example, let's say the property condition assessment identifies $300,000 in deferred maintenance. You can go back to the seller and say, we found these issues. We need a $300,000 price reduction to move forward. The seller might agree, they might counter, or they might refuse. If they refuse, you have to decide, is the deal still worth it, or do you walk away? The key areas of due diligence. Let me break down the key areas you need to focus on. 1. Financial due diligence. This is all about the numbers. You're reviewing rent rolls, operating statements, T12, tax returns, bank statements, lease agreements. You're looking for discrepancies. You're making sure the income is real and the expenses are accurate. Here's what I do. I compare the rent roll to the lease agreements. I make sure the rents match. I check the lease start dates and expiration dates. I also request bank statements for the past 12 months. I want to see actual deposits. This verifies the income. Then I look at the operating statements. I compare them to the bank statements and tax returns. Do they match? Or are there discrepancies? I also compare the expenses to industry benchmarks. Are the expenses in line with similar properties? Or are they unusually low? If they're unusually low, that's a red flag. This is where assumptions can be overly optimistic or incomplete. 2. Physical due diligence. This is about the property itself. You're ordering property condition assessment, PCA, roof inspection, HVAC inspection, environmental phase 1, and phase 2 if needed. You're identifying capital expenditures. You're understanding what repairs are needed. The property condition assessment is critical. It's a detailed inspection of the entire property. The inspector will identify immediate repairs, short-term needs, and long-term capital expenditures. I always order a PCA. It often costs a few thousand dollars depending on property size and scope, but it's worth every penny. The PCA will tell you things like, the roof has 5 years of useful life left. The HVAC units are 15 years old and nearing the end of their life. The parking lot needs resurfacing. There's water damage in several units. This information is gold. It helps you understand what you're buying, and it gives you leverage to renegotiate. 3. Legal due diligence. This is about making sure there are no legal issues. You're reviewing title commitment, survey, zoning compliance, permits and certificates of occupancy, lease abstracts. Also pay attention to concessions, side agreements, and delinquency patterns. You're making sure you can legally own and operate the property. Your attorney will handle most of this, but you need to understand the key issues. The title commitment shows any liens, easements, or encumbrances on the property. You want a clean title. The survey shows the property boundaries. It identifies any encroachments or boundary disputes. Zoning compliance is critical. You want to make sure the property is zoned for its current use, and you want to make sure there are no zoning violations. 4. Market due diligence. This is about confirming your market assumptions. You're checking rent comps, vacancy rates, new construction pipeline, economic trends. You're making sure the market is still strong, especially relative to your original underwriting assumptions. Even if you researched the market before you went under contract, you need to check again. Markets change. I like to do a fresh comp survey during due diligence. I visit competing properties. I call and ask about rents, vacancy, and concessions. This validates my rent assumptions. It makes sure my underwriting is still accurate. Common mistakes investors make. Let me share some common mistakes I see investors make during due diligence. Mistake 1. Skipping due diligence to save money. Some investors think they can skip inspections or reviews to save a few thousand dollars. This is a huge mistake. Skipping due diligence can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars later. I've seen investors skip the property condition assessment to save $3,000. Then, after closing, they discover $200,000 in deferred maintenance. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Spend the money on due diligence. Mistake 2. Not reading the leases. Leases contain critical information. Tenant responsibilities, renewal options, termination clauses. If you don't read them, you might be surprised after closing. For example, maybe a tenant has a below-market lease with a 5-year renewal option. That means you're stuck with below-market rent for another 5 years. Or maybe a tenant has a termination clause that allows them to break the lease with 60 days' notice. That's a risk. Read every lease. Understand the terms. Mistake 3. Trusting the seller's numbers without verification. Information is often presented in the most favorable light. Always verify. Request bank statements. Request tax returns. Compare them to the operating statements. Don't take the seller's word for it. Mistake 4. Not visiting the property. You need to see the property in person. Walk the units. Observe tenant behavior and property activity. Drive the neighborhood. Don't rely on photos and reports alone. I've seen investors buy properties sight unseen. They rely on the broker's photos and the seller's reports. Then they show up after closing and realize the property is in worse condition than they thought. Visit the property. Multiple times if possible. Mistake 5. Ignoring red flags. If something seems inconsistent, investigate further. Red flags usually mean there's a problem. For example, if the seller is evasive when you ask for documents, that's a red flag. If the property manager seems unprofessional, that's a red flag. Pay attention to these signals. They're telling you something. Why due diligence matters? Here's the bottom line. Due diligence protects you. It helps you avoid bad deals. It gives you leverage to negotiate. It ensures you know exactly what you're buying. Yes, it costs money. Yes, it takes time, but it's worth it. I've seen investors skip due diligence and regret it. They close on a property and discover major problems. Deferred maintenance, environmental issues, tenant problems. By then, it's too late. So do your due diligence. Do it thoroughly. Do it right. Think of due diligence as risk mitigation. You're spending a few thousand dollars to protect yourself from a potential 6-figure mistake. That's a good investment. You don't make money during due diligence, but you can lose a lot of it if you do it poorly. All right, let's recap. Due diligence is the process of independently verifying financial, physical, legal, and market assumptions. It protects you from bad deals. You have 3 primary objectives. Verify the financials. Assess the physical condition. Identify legal and compliance issues. Due diligence is often structured in phases. Early phase, initial review. Detailed review phase, deep dive. Final review phase, decision and negotiation. Focus on 4 key areas: financial due diligence, physical due diligence, legal due diligence, market due diligence. And avoid common mistakes like skipping inspections, not reading leases, and not investigating inconsistencies. Tomorrow, we're diving into the due diligence timeline. I'm going to walk you through exactly what happens during those 30, 60, or 90 days. We'll break it down week by week so you know exactly what to do and when. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.